Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey waking.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
And you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Remember yesterday when we were on the show, we were interviewing Patty Finn about the legal mess that she's in simply for defending parents' rights to not vaccinate their children, to just know what's in the state statutes. And I had mentioned the violence against children that vaccinations are, and how Harris Coulter had written about that so many years ago about that violence. And then while we were on the show, news was breaking. I didn't break for it because we had so much to do on the Ohio school shooting. And I think more evidence of the violence against children by the medical profession resulting in violence against anybody in the way of a child who's been vaccinated and who is on the drugs of Big Pharma, like the psychiatric drugs, the Ritalins, etc. And we're going to find out that more likely than not, because every school shooting that we've heard about in the last 10, 20 years has tied somehow to Ritalin or one other of those psychiatric drugs. So that's the big news. I think, what did they say, four or five people shot, one, two, I don't know. I don't follow all the details, but the general warning here, it's the warning bell we've been raising for all these years, Don, that you cannot raise children nutritionally deficient, load them up with toxic medicaments, including vaccines, and not expect them to be somewhat animalistic in their behavior, especially as they transition through the endocrine changes of puberty.
Yeah. No, I mean, I remember when we covered the Columbine shooting.
Yeah.
It was just one thing after another where we found, as you said, there is a link. And in this particular case, three victims are boys, one is a girl. And they've identified the shooter. His name is TJ Lane. And they're trying to get some information on him, but they haven't been able to make that link yet. But as we know, more often than not, that link can be made. And it'll be interesting to see what details come out.
Yeah, and this under the expansion of the pediatricians. Why go to a pediatrician? That was the one thing. Liam Sheff is here as well in studio again. We're doing a lot.
What?
You are here.
Oh.
We got a lot of prep to do. We're getting ready to go to the Health Freedom Expo.
Oh, my God.
Get your head in the game.
Whoa.
Hey, man. We got a lot to do today. Of course, later, of course, you're going to New York. Right? We're announcing this. You got some roving reporting
to do. These vagabond shoes.
Yeah, he's heading there. He's going to be reporting from the center of the, what, media universe.
Center of the end of the world, New York City.
New York City coming up soon. But the Alive Foundation, of course, we're going to be there June 21st, 22nd. We've got someone from Australia coming up later in the show, Liana Werner Gray from the Alive Foundation, all the way from Australia. She's going to be calling in somehow. We'll get her.
Who's doing that?
I don't know.
She's an Aussie?
She's an Aussie, but
probably
she's usually,
background.
You'll meet her in New York.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's the penal colony, of course.
It's a felony planet.
Right, yeah. So we got that. But first, the Health Freedom Expo coming up. We've got more news.
He just rolls
about
through that.
Just roll with it. Well, I was wanting to talk about, remember when Patty was saying that she suggested to her clients
that's all the school shooting gets? That's it?
No, we're going to come back to that. This
heartless.
Is tying in. This is not heartless. This is tying in. We're trying to warn people against this stuff. The tying in of Patty telling her clients to go have their kids checked out by pediatricians with those child visits,
well,
just so that they can
visit.
Be, look, we aren't medically neglectful. My point is a little more harsh than that. It's like, stop taking your kids to pediatricians. These people are, they become evil. They become the purveyors, the assaulters, if you will.
Yeah.
Those that are visiting violence upon these little kids. Even if you don't get the shots, they want to give you the shots.
I know. My father, now, my father's a pediatrician. He's a total a-hole.
Expansion of this.
Oh, nice.
Hellfighter.gov. Pediatricians renew call for HPV vaccine for boys. Wasn't enough to get the little girls.
What?
Yep. The pediatricians group, the American Academy of Pediatrics, that never met a vaccine it didn't want to inject into your child. They say the shot protects against cervical cancer.
No, it doesn't.
BS. It also is effective against anal cancer.
Excuse what?
Liars.
Excuse what?
And some head and neck cancers. Absolute falsehoods. And the AAP is a respected pediatrician organization. Not here, they're not. Not here, they're not. Stop it with this. Sherry Tenpenny, God bless her, the DO, she's written so much on vaccines, said the same thing on this show and many times in lectures, presentations, that why are we so programmed that we have to have a pediatrician for kids? Why? Why can't we take kids to a doctor of chiropractic or an osteopath or a naturopath or a homeopath? Why do they have to be a pediatrician? Because we've been programmed to believe that kids will not survive childhood without being visited or visiting these pediatricians who want to inject toxic medicaments or give them antibiotics or non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And I think it's time to wake up and go, hey, we don't need you. We don't need, you know, if you're there, it's okay if you're there. But I ain't coming to you just because you want to see my baby because he's well or she's well. Just so you can make them unwell through shots. So here, that ties back into Ohio.
Some people think homeopathy is a lifestyle choice, but I think you're kind of, you know, you're just born with it.
You always make homeopathy jokes.
Sorry.
What's wrong with homeopathy?
I don't even have a homeopathy ribbon.
Not that
I don't have
anything,
a ribbon.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
There's everything similar with that.
We know. No, I don't know. That nice lady was on the other week. The other day. Excuse
what
me.
Was that?
I'm sorry. I'm so stressed because I'm leaving. And
yeah, I know. I know.
I'm scratching records and all kinds of stuff.
Yes, stroke the furry wall, whatever.
But she was great, and she said, "But I have to advise my clients to go to the well baby visits because they're under suspicion by the CPA, Nazi pharmacy people who pretend to be child care protection agents." But no, and I said, why? Why do you have to go to a well baby visit? Why, I ask. Why, yes. I asked incredulously.
Yes.
With an adverb.
Well, and I exactly echoed that to say, not only why, but we should be doing it, but they're under these jurisdictional auspices, right?
Ooh.
They've fallen under the spell that you must be, let's say, what would they call it, possession of your children? What are they? Who has possession? Who has... parental authority or rights.
Right.
What do they call that? And the state
custody.
Basically custody. Thank you.
Jurisdictional. What did you say?
I just make stuff up.
That, no, that was
here.
Cool.
You like that word?
I think that's
was that
a great
Don? Did I do okay
auspices.
With that one?
Yes.
Yes. I need instant gratification with words that I make up.
Great
as
Great name
go.
For a college band. We're
have to listen.
Auspices.
Roll that back. We'll play it back, and we'll come up with our new rock band. Of course, with Liam here, it'll be a little jazz infused as well.
Thank you.
We like that. I like the fusion in the mix.
Hey, you know, speaking of that interview, part of that interview made it on the Alex Jones show yesterday.
Get out. Really?
Very
Absolutely.
Cool.
Absolutely.
Mike Adams was hosting, I think, for Alex.
He was filling in for Alex.
Wait a second.
They played a clip from that on the show.
Did they actually say it came from the Robert Scott Bell show?
You did.
Whoa.
He did. He gave you props.
Dude. Whoa, I've almost been on the Alex Jones show.
Dude.
Now, only if he would... get serious and really want to talk about what AIDS is rather than some laboratory manufactured thing. He could have me
that
on.
Could happen. We're working on that.
Alex.
Yes.
Are you listening? AIDS was manufactured. No. It's poverty, you moron. No, yes. He's not a moron. I actually respect him a lot. I really do. I'm not just saying that. So have me on, big guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Bring Liam on that show.
All right.
At the very least when Mike's sub-hosting there. Well, we got Ohio. We got the jurisdictional issues. Okay, custody. We're talking about joint custody. The state claims basic custody
more
of your children.
More marijuana talk from you?
Where did the marijuana talk come from?
Joint custody.
See, he is not fully disengaged from the show. He's listening to every word I say. And now he wants the rock band. Now, joint custody. Could that be a name of a
joint
band?
Joint custody. What a name for a band.
There you go.
Hello, with joint custody.
Call 866-939-BELL if you'd like to come up with a new name for your rock band.
People think I'm a stoner. I'm not. I don't smoke anything.
RSB and Liam will help you.
Macrobiotic vegetarian.
Yes.
Green tea. Really, green tea. That's not a metaphor. Go on.
Well, joint custody. So the idea is where, and I've covered shows. Don, you know, we've done shows where I've revealed information. I don't think any other show, during the daytime at least, has gone into issues such as jurisdiction and custody. Where does the state basically claim ownership of your child? How does this happen? And these contracts of adhesion. And Dr. Leonard Caldwell talked a little bit about that because he's up on that as well. We can talk the same language on these issues. And he's from Germany and he knows it. He came to America, has become a very outspoken advocate for true liberty. And by the way, we had somebody write the website, say, how can I listen to Dr. C on the Robert Scott Bell Show? Well, that was my my GCN show on Genesis Communications Network. And so if you go to the show notes, in fact, every day, if you're getting the naturalnewsradio.com, if you put your email address in there, you'll get your daily notes, or go to my blog at robertscottbell.com, and you'll see there's a link at the bottom to take you to the archives through GCN, because they're separate from the archives on Natural News Radio. Just, you can listen to them. They're there to, for download whenever you like.
If for whatever reason you can't get to that link, it's real simple. You just go to gcnlive.com. Mm-hmm. You select the Robert Scott Bell Show. Click on podcast, and they usually have the show up there for a couple of weeks before they stick it in the archives.
Very cool. Very cool. So, yeah, it'll keep flowing there. Now, if we continue with our discussion here about the violence against children, and as Liam says, the violence of CPS against children, because for every one child they may claim to save from abuse, there's probably 100 others that are abused by their very taking them from parents that simply don't want to medically abuse them, right? And they're going to say that's medical neglect. You don't want to vaccinate. You don't want an antibiotic. You don't want chemotherapy. And so they become tools for the medical police state. That's what they are.
It's all about the Poe people, because I was, you know, I experienced abuse growing up, and my skin tone and, you know, blue-blooded background belied the fact that we didn't have a lot of money, and there was abuse in the home. Mm-hmm. And there was abuse in the babysitter's home. It was awful.
But CPS didn't save you.
No, who cared? You know, because my parents, you know, they all had the college educations and stuff. They were all really well-educated.
So because they weren't, and you weren't pigmentally challenged or from the inner city.
Challenged.
Yeah.
Deficient.
You're not Casper the Friendly Ghost. You carry a tan when you're out in the sun.
That's the fur.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, I carry a tan. You're right. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying. But I was, because I was pale skin. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you understand what I'm saying.
Well, the race card's being played by the Obama administration. Didn't they start a new, like, super PAC African Americans for Ron Paul? No, it was for Obama.
Well, there's a headline about Farrakhan is coming out and saying that race hate is putting Obama's life in danger. Just in time for the election cycle.
How many dark skinned humans has Obama put in danger, taken out via his promotion of these undeclared wars in the Middle East or even in Africa, in Libya?
Well, you know, and from just from a political standpoint, you know, we saw this back in 2008 when Obama was running for president, and haven't heard anything about that for the last 30 years. Now election time. Now we have to bring that back again. That now Obama's life is in danger because he's African American, and it's just typical Farrakhan stuff that comes out whenever it's opportunistic.
Well, and of course, most people are not, if they happen to have more pigment than we do, they're not necessarily African-American, but technically. I mean, it's been many generations since they had anything to do with Africa. If they went back to Africa, they'd be more lost than just about anybody. But the idea is we're all American. It would be nice to have that idea, I think, that we think of ourselves as Americans first, but humans first, then Americans, I guess, if we really go to the heart of the matter. But as we are bombing needlessly over, you know, if we're going to go after the Iranians now, we went to Iraq, Afghanistan, and of course they took out Libyans. That's on the African continent. Where's Farrakhan in his outrage against, you know, targeting Africa and Africans? I mean, Libyans are Africans, are they not?
This is true.
And if you come from Libya,
it's not just Farrakhan too. If we want to talk about that subject, there was an article on this actually came off of Prison Planet. Speaking of Alex Jones, but you know, it says that you know, imagine if Ron Paul announced a national campaign called Whites for Ron Paul. I mean, that would just, you know, I cannot even imagine what the uproar would be about that. But Barack Obama has actually come out and he has launched something called African Americans for Obama.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's interesting. Gingrich has that White People for America super PAC. It's called Whitey on the Moon. That's for Liam.
Yes.
That's really good. Wow, that was weaving a lot of stuff together. Recent activity. Yeah. Did you just pull that
good
out?
Good old Gingrich came out of my head just then and there. That was pretty, you inspired
I will,
me.
I will have to pull that out that of the archives pretty, again. That was good. The first time I'd ever heard that song. Or it's not even a song. What is it? It's just it's a...
Yeah, well, it was like a poetry.
It was street poetry. It was political poetry.
Liam brought that to us because he's so well-whatevered. He's well-whatevered.
Well-versed in the art of blackness.
Yeah, exactly.
The room goes cold. No.
Well, no. And what about this guy that's unelectable? What's his name? Ron Paul? I heard a little Rasmussen poll is kind of saying that he might beat Obama in a head-to-head battle.
Of course he would.
Yeah.
He's the only candidate who could beat Obama because Mitt Romney will lose because even the conservatives don't like him because he's a clown. Mm-hmm. He's not whatever they need him to be. And who's the other dude, the Star Trek guy you just mentioned?
Gingrich?
Yeah, Newty. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll put on a little hat and grow a funny little mustache and start waving to the sky with one hand.
Gingrich is so takay.
Yeah, he really is very takay. He's a very strange fellow. He'll adopt a couple of new wives.
Oh, my.
Oh my
God!
But gosh.
You can't beat Obama with any of these clowns because, the Liberati can't go for him, and even the kids who want to be sort of free of both sides can't vote for any of those clowns. But they could vote for Ron Paul. So you get the youth vote, you get the old people vote because Ron Paul's an older guy who speaks to previous generations. That's still the lingering ones who had to work for a living. You know, mm-hmm. actually had to make something, and then the middle ones who are crazy and gluttonous on wealth and iPod profits. Apple, the most profitable company in the universe. You mentioned why that was, by the way.
We'll get to that
middle group can still try to vote for Bill Clinton. They still want to write in Bill Clinton. They're still trying to vote for Bill Clinton, so they'll vote for Obama,
right.
And then everybody else would vote for Ron Paul, and Ron Paul would win. So they can't run Ron Paul because they don't actually want change in the country, and by they, I mean the lizard people who live on the moon and all that stuff.
Well, yeah, sure, the neocons would rather have Obama in office.
Absolutely.
They would, than Ron Paul. That tells you all you need to know about the division between Democrats and Republicans. It's artificial. It's all about the power structure maintaining the sameness of status quo, as Ron says. So the Rasmussen poll, Don, I mean, is that a respected poll out there? I mean, do they actually pay attention to that, or are they going to say it's a fringe poll?
They're one of the larger ones. Yeah. And it doesn't surprise me. You know, Romney, Ron Paul, there's that secret backroom alliance going on there. So, you know, they must have paid off Rasmussen too, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's Ron Paul's.
You know, and it's funny, you know, so as far as the alliance thing, everybody's come out and pointed out the idiocy of a backroom deal between Romney and Paul. But I find it interesting that they want to point fingers at a supposed alliance between Mitt Romney and Ron Paul when they want to completely overlook the real alliance that's out there, mm-hmm. which is between the GOP and the Democrats and the mainstream media. That's the alliance
point.
That
very
really is something that is it needs to be exposed. And we try and do it. And there are a few people out there that are making strides to do that. But, mm-hmm. you know, if you listen to how about the alliance between people like Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Mark Levin and Laura Ingraham? You know, they're saying the same thing every day. Mm-hmm. And they jumped. They all jumped on this Mitt Romney, Ron Paul alliance bogus story the day after it was put out by the media. And, you know, if we want to talk about alliances, that's the alliance that needs to be taken care of and gotten rid of.
Yeah, well, it's the status quo, old guard Republicans, old guard Democrats, old guard media, old guard Big Pharma, if you say it, and all of that against the people, we the people. And, of course, Rick Santorum against the pursuit of happiness. That's another story as well. All right, let's take a break. We've gone long. Super Don, thanks for helping us kick it off today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. As I said, next hour, we're going to talk a little bit about the Alive Foundation coming up June 21st, 22nd, straight from Australia, because it's going to be a global telecast. That this show is evidently still up for an award, evidently, right? We heard that. We're going to see if that's confirmed still. They'll be announcing that, I think, officially this Saturday when we're at the Health Freedom Expo, so we'll get word on that. For next week, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com. Thank y'all for being here. We got lots more healing to do. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. We here at Alive believe in health freedom and God's gift of choice. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City.
Why should you support? This benefit will be centered behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world to give the people a voice that has not had a chance to be heard.
Did you know the number one killer in America is suicide by lifestyle from lack of education and know-how? We can change this. Stand with us in this mission of hope and healing to reach at least 1 million people worldwide. Attend the event live or watch it from the comfort of your own home.
Please visit AliveNewYork.org for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. We the people hold the key to our destiny. Are you willing to unlock the door?
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Just a reminder, when you go to the front page of robertscottbell.com, top right hand corner, right, vaccines armed and dangerous. Have you downloaded it yet? Have you linked to it? Please click the link, download it while you can. $20 additional savings in this pre-launch and launch period. So if you want to know about vaccines, all the things they don't want you to know about, you'll get it there. John Rappaport and I, 10 plus hours of audio content plus downloads. Health Ranger's going to add an additional hour of content coming up as well. Very exciting stuff. So thank you all for your support. And that helps us to continue on in our mission, if you will, our passion for health freedom and getting you information you won't get anywhere else. Certainly not in this way, especially when my superhero sidekick, Liam Sheff, is in the studio.
What's my superhero power?
It's lifting the microphone so I can hear you.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know.
What's my superhero power?
That's your kryptonite there. What's your superhero power? It was like, I think it was related to coming up with names for rock bands. That was excellent, right? I like that.
That was pretty good.
Identifying.
Yeah, telling uncomfortable truths and laughing.
Really?
That's my power, yeah.
You know, I was in a garage band in high school. I'm not saying I was any good, but we had fun. It was great memories there. In fact, I remember my uncle, who I've told a story about, he was a radiologist, a nuclear medicine guy, doctor. He was the guy that warned me not to become a medical doctor way back when I was a kid. Mm. And he was in Vietnam. He saw some things. He was horrific as far as war. That's why I learned a little bit about the horrors of war from him. He wouldn't even tell me all the things that he saw as a medic and doctor in Vietnam.
He couldn't. He would have thrown up.
No, it was awful. But I remember being a kid going to the hospital up there with him. He was in Connecticut. And I was in a rock band, so I made with the lead letters, I made x-rays of the name of the band to bring back to the band. I thought it was so cool. Anyway.
What? You x-rayed the letters of the band?
Well, yeah. It's like I created it with, they had the lead, because it's back in the old days, nothing digital. I mean, it was all film, everything. Yeah. So you actually had to place lead letters in the frame so that when the x-ray shot it, it would, what you want, the name of the patient or whatever on it. So I just had fun with that. This kind of thing. Exposed to radiation as a kid. No, I stepped outside the room.
Very creative.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, it's crazy memories that come back when you mention the whole rock band thing, the garage band. I remember on a Saturday afternoon, you get the amps at your friend's house, and you're out to open the garage, and you play, and all the neighbors are looking at you going, "Turn it down! Yeah, we don't want to hear that!
You lousy kids."
But we're just kids. We're having fun. Come on.
Amplified fun.
And my best friend, he was totally into Kiss. So,
sorry
we had to play a Kiss song. Yeah, it was... Fun band, right? No fun at all.
come on, Gene Simmons, the makeup.
Oh.
I wasn't into them. I had to appreciate them a little bit later. But now my kids can sing I Want to Rock and Roll All Night.
Oy vey.
Yeah,
you're such an American.
I'm an American.
You are.
I am.
Through and through.
Yeah.
Yeah, I happened to be born in this continent, but it doesn't say anything about my interests.
It's true. It's like the American that's not an American. I think, that's why communicating the things that I do to kind of cross, I'm trying to reach out to America, right?
Yeah.
The people of America to a message that they don't get in really many other places. And I think I had to be so American to understand that, to be able to make a bridge out, right, to this place and to help them come along, those that really want to be well. And there are a lot of people that are reaching out now more than ever before that want to be well and are starting to recognize the dangers of vaccines, drugs, antibiotics, and all of that, and are desperately looking for a way out.
Yeah, no, you're good at it. It's natural for you. I mean, you actually like Grand Funk Railroad and these sorts of things that make my stomach hurt and I have to run out of the room. Please
but,
stop it.
But see, what is it with me? I actually like the music you like too.
No,
but
you
you won't like the music I like.
Well, that's because I have some taste.
Oh yeah, all right. I admit it. I like heavy metal, hard rock, a little bit of this. I like jazz fusion. I like classical.
But
I don't like new rap. The old, like you said, you play a little bit of the old stuff.
No,
I'm not so
new
familiar,
rap's terrible. It's just
the old stuff.
But that was the beginning when it was still musical. It still followed a song format and you could sing it.
Right.
And it actually had a melody line and it probably had a chorus or something. And it wasn't just eight guys on a stage, each with their own microphone going, yeah, yeah. And then taking every like punctuated word and saying, I remember when Obama was whatever inaugurated and Jay-Z was, I just think is an awful, I've tried to listen. I think it's awful. I don't care. Write me a letter. I think it's awful. His wife, Bouncy, is super talented.
Mm-hmm.
You know Bouncy?
I don't.
Bouncy Knowles?
Oh, Beyonce Knowles.
What?
Bouncy
is that how you
Knowles.
Say it?
No, I didn't
oh, Bouncy.
Know. Yeah, I knew Beyonce.
Yeah, she was in incredibly talented.
Right.
She was in a movie. She's, of course, an incredibly talented singer. She was with a threesome group. They were a trio, I believe. And beautiful harmonies. Mm-hmm. Incredibly talented. And her husband gets I don't know, he's at the inauguration. He's doing something, da-da-da-da-da. He actually rhymes something with proactive. You know the drug that you take for...
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's like da-da-da, proactive. Like, please stop it, please.
Wow.
You know, what about Smokey Robinson? Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Bob Dylan said of Smokey Robinson somewhere in the mid-60s that Smokey Robinson was the greatest living American poet, and people thought he was kidding. But he said, just in a couple lines, I don't like you, but I love you. Mm-hmm. Can't stop myself thinking of you. You know, this encompasses so much of so many relationships. And then he sang it, and I don't like you. And you go...
Oh yeah!
Wow, and then he gets emotional, and you really got a hold on me, and it's just and you just watch it on YouTube. You really got a hold of me. Watch it. The Beatles covered a version of two, a very good version. So music is degraded, and I don't
but
know
now,
what we were talking about before.
Well, listen. Now
oh, you
got,
like my music, but I don't like yours. Again, taste.
Jeez. Yeah, but then again, I grew up on McDonald's, so what do I?
Did
know?
You?
Yeah, I ate fast food growing up. That's why I suffered so bad.
Oh, I'm a blue-blooded snot. I have not. I had some of it, but I was refused.
Really?
Mommy said no.
Oh, no. We didn't have the no. We had food out of a box.
I had food out of a box.
A lot of food out of a box?
It was an expensive box. No, I'm kidding. I had microwave. I had trash. I had trash food. My mother remains a terrible, terrible, awful cook. She still puts things in the microwave for 10 minutes.
Like, hey, we put ketchup on our spaghetti.
Oh.
Yeah. We didn't know any better.
I feel nauseous.
So, and I love Mom because I've been praising her because she's doing all this wonderful stuff for Ron Paul and everything. But, she didn't know. It was like the Israeli coming to America. What are we going to do? Put some ketchup on that. It is like Italians would be going, oh, horrible.
Italians. Even Polish people know better. But,
Well, I have Polish roots.
Do you?
Right? Yeah. Well, they cut off my name at the Statue of Liberty a couple of generations ago. Became All-American
Belitsky. Well, Chef is shortened, too. I don't
is
know.
Is it? Shefisky.
Because we're from Lithuania. I'm Czech.
Sophisticated.
Yeah, I'm very
sophisticated. You are sophisticated.
Wow.
That's a new word.
That really hurt.
You are sophisticate.
I am a sophisticate and a chef.
A sophisticate that has taste and the host of the show has none.
You have a taste. You see, you could go on a hayride or any kind of thing in
it's
America.
True. I could go on
You'd love that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You might be.
We did hayrides and weenie roasts. I worked my first job you know, work in the park, you know, no where they comment. Did that in the fall and October. But they did all this at the park there in Georgia. Anyway,
I hated growing up in the country with the hillbillies. I hated it, and I hated everybody there. I hated it. I hated it.
Jewish redneck. There were any.
Oh, I say. Oh, we had to do the Boy Scouts thing and do the Pinewood Derby. Let's drill a hole in a piece of wood and put wheels on it. Get me out of here.
I did not do that. You know what I rebelled against? and I don't even know if I've ever shared this. But in, let's say, element, I was a good student, although I was also a cut-up, too. I found ways to navigate and, you know, do fun things, but I never liked to conform. It was never in me to conform, but I found a way to get good grades so I could get through, right? In elementary, they had the thing called the safety patrol. You wore the little orange reflective thing, and you'd go out and direct traffic before and after. I was like, they wanted me to do that. I was like, hell no, I ain't doing that. I'm not putting that on. Why? I don't know. I couldn't do it. Then they said, hey, be a Boy Scout. I'm not doing it. Now, nothing against Boy Scouts, honestly. I don't know. I could not stomach putting on
the uniform.
I just, something about me rebelled. I went into college,
university. You're such an individualist.
Listen, I went into college, university. A lot of friends that were in the fraternities, right? You know, there was one that I gravitated to more than others that had people that I felt good around.
Closeted homosexuals.
Whatever, dude. I pledged that fraternity, but when it came time to being initiated into, I was like, I can't do it. It was literally against the grain. It was like, I want it. Nope, can't do it.
You're the most individualist I've ever met. I know things about you refuse. I'm not a joiner. I was teasing fraternities by saying the closet is homosexuals. But let me tell you something. You boys in those rooms, you're sometimes too close. Anyway.
Yeah, no, I never saw any of that because I didn't go farther than just pledging. I was like, then I cut it off. And I was still friends with the guys in there, but it was like, I couldn't do it. Just couldn't do it. And so, like you said, the conformity, individualism.
Right. I'm not a joiner, but I'll participate a little more in a couple sort of cultural regulated things. I go, okay, you got me. You? Nope. I will not. I mean, I'll ask you basic things. Hey, do you want to go to this? No. Don't you know that in 1873, this was a coin, but this never existed before then, and it is not actually in the... Really? I just want to go to this thing.
My goodness.
Anyway, what do you mean the Jewish kid? Because the Jews have good food. They do.
The gefilte fish?
No, not European Jewish food. No, that's awful. European Jewish food.
Where are you
going
with this?
European Jewish food is as bad as English food.
Matzah brei.
No, this is like...
Oh, that's going back
to Egypt. No, it's death camp food. Don't eat that stuff. No. Don't eat European Jewish food, but Middle Eastern Jewish food
is
great food.
Falafel.
Baba ganoush, all that. Yeah, fried, non-fried, salads, parsley, all that kind of stuff, lentils, and the pita bread and all that. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have the same stuff that you have in Turkey and Syria, and it's great. It's a great food culture.
Yes.
But European Jewish food was really ghetto. Ghetto, you know, when I say ghetto, you don't think, you know what I mean?
Not in the same sense.
Well, but it was the European ghettos where they put, you know, now we think the ghetto is where rap came from and where black people are when they're poor have to live. Ghetto is in Europe where it was where white people.
By the way,
people.
Anybody with an Apple now can make rap music and they sample everything. These Apple
Everything
computers.
Sampled.
Yeah.
I don't know what we were talking about. And I know you can just, when you want to write your hate mail to me for everything I've said, just remember, write Little Lord Fauntleroy Chef.
Yeah.
At
He's Chef-tastic.
Whatever. I was tough, and I was an outside. You know, I was always
You're a male chauvinistic. Whatever.
I was running through the woods as soon as I could run through the woods, but
right.
I didn't like the hillbilly culture. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I could get to a city, and I got to Boston when I was a kid, I was like, oh my God, arts and culture, and like you can go out, and there's a subway system, and you don't have to rely on some parent picking you up at the mall, and you're free.
But are you snooty?
Am I?
Yeah. I'm asking.
I'm a musical snob.
A musical snob, right. And I remember, wasn't that when we were up a couple of years ago? We were at the Hell Freedom Expo in Chicago. We were up all night talking. You guys were talking music.
We had a great talk.
Who was there?
Chris
Barr. He'll be at the Hell Freedom Expo.
And
John Gray.
Men Mars from Women for Venus. Boobies, yeah.
And yeah, and who is the Dick Gregory drop by that night? That was a wild one.
That's a wild dude.
Yeah, totally. Anyway, it was fascinating stuff. Listen, I don't have no idea what we just talked about.
Chris Barr is so well-versed in this stuff.
In music, boy.
Yeah, no, we had a great talk because we're kind of like Coltrane and Thelonious Monk, and then we're talking Bill Evans and Take Five and Brubeck, and then we're talking about Ellington, and then we go back further, and he knows a ton of stuff, and he knows classical stuff that I don't know, because I can say Berlioz,
Hall and Oates.
I know Hall and Oates, who I love. Blue Eyed Soul, the Philly sound.
Oh yeah,
I loved Hall and Oates.
Okay,
people think they're silly, but they did Blue Eyed Soul. I mean, they loved the Tamla and Motown records. They mm-hmm. loved
sure. they
Sam and Dave.
There.
They loved it, and they're like, "Why can't we sing it?" Because they can, and they did. Mm-hmm. And so people tease them a little. Oh, you know, but they were great musicians.
Well,
anyway.
There goes our musical segment on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. We have no idea. We have a lot to do though. Get ready for the Health Free Message.
Short
come see Liam Schiff. Come see Robert Scott Bell. Go see Christopher Barr. Will be there.
Our friend.
Right.
He's going to live forever.
Lots of awesome stuff. By the way, I hear he's I can't reveal it until he may reveal it on the air next week. Anyway, lots of cool stuff. Lots of cool stuff happened. We do want to talk about Apple, right? We were going to bring it up. I want to take a break. We'll come back, talk about Apple, the price of apples in Siam. I don't know, wherever. We'll be back. More healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show. More music, too.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed, natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth!
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive, it's alive, it's alive!
The masked man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
What about the price of tea in China? What about the price of apples in China?
What about the price of staying alive in China? That's what Apple's been dealing with.
That, isn't it? Well, what is it about staying alive in China? Of course, we know that a lot of Apple computer stuff, which is what, the most expensive corporation in the world now, would they say, or most, just about?
Its market cap is the highest or some such. Oh, that may not be true.
Yeah.
How do you value a stock? Its net worth is higher than, it's the most valuable company on the internet right now.
Yeah.
On the stock exchange. Sorry, yeah. On the New York Stock Exchange, NYSE. Most valuable company. What is it on? Is it on the
NYSE? I don't know.
The
Wall Street Journal.
Blast it. You can tell that this is not our area of expertise.
Yeah, like we're financial gurus here. We understand the principles, but to follow it and be in the market and legalize gambling.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average. They're not in that, are they?
They're probably like on the commodities exchange by now.
They're not a commodity.
Like gold, silver, and
they're
apple.
They're not a commodity.
Right? I know they're not, but of course with the pricing, come on.
Yeah, I used to make fun of people with Apples because I said, "Oh, aren't you precious? Oh, look at you! You have your one button. Oh, you don't."
That was like snooty music, snooty computers.
Yeah, exactly. And I said, "Oh, you couldn't fix this if it broke, could you?" No, I don't have to. I take it to the Apple store, and
the Apple geniuses will help me.
And I said, "Wouldn't it be nice to have two buttons so you could right click so you could access other menus?" Well, lo and behold, I start to get into graphics. So I use PCs for years, and I can sort of program a little on the back end. Not a ton, but I learned BASIC when I was a kid, not C or Fortran or anything like that. But anyway, I finally got into graphics, and I went into the Apple store, and I said, okay, convince me. I mean, I'm an artist, but I wasn't doing that. I was doing journalism. And I said, okay, convince me, you know. So I sat down, and I was going to make a movie. And I did. It's called Surviving Cedar. It's on the internet. It's on 13 parts on this cult in California that unfortunately was pretended to be a high school. Anyway, you can go watch that. It's linked on my webpage. And I needed to edit video. So I tried editing video on the PC, and it's sort of like hammering with spaghetti. Mm-hmm. You know, you can sort of move the dust along the floor, but don't really try to do it. So I go in and use the Mac, and they have the iMovie, and it's this scrub and slide stuff and grabbing moving images. And I went, holy mackerel, this just saved me 260 hours of work.
Wow.
So I thought, okay. And
I bought a
refurbished one. And then I found that I could do drawing and painting and all kinds of stuff. And I went, wow, this is truly a better machine for artists or creative people. It really is. Then they started upgrading the operating software. Then they came out with the iPad. And I didn't like the iPad. I thought, well, this is not even I don't know what this is. This is a vanity machine.
Mm-hmm.
You just stare at yourself and play Angry Birds and stare at people. And then they've changed the operating system on the PCs, the Macs, to reflect the iPad.
Mm-hmm.
So now I think the computer is getting stupid. It used to be sort of more interesting.
Right.
Now I feel like they're having this one integrated iTunes experience, and I'm sort of backing away, and I will not upgrade it.
Although you found with that iPad, you can actually draw some brilliant things. I was impressed with what you could do.
The iPad, like any tablet, like you can do the same thing with what are the Samsung tablets?
Whatever Asus ones.
Yeah,
they run
the Chrome program. So you're right. They're running various Linux. They're running various operating systems. Mm-hmm. The drawing programs are built on all the computers. They use various kinds of software to let you touch screen with.
By the way, did you do the new comic book series, The Briar Patch? Right? Did we announce that officially?
Yeah, I'm doing that. Yeah. No, we haven't.
Are you doing that on the iPad? Or are you doing a drawing and then scanning it in? How are you doing that?
Well, I was just bashing the iPad. Now I have to praise
admit
the
that
iPad.
You're using it, right? But that's
you
the but is it, but isn't that the point of why is the stock so high? Really, is this it because Liam's using it? That's why
right.
It's gone through the roof.
I this hurts. Yeah. I don't like 99% of what it does. But to do digital drawing, see, this is how they get people.
Yeah.
To do digital, so here I am. I look like a hypocrite. But to do digital drawing, what I did was I waited until the thing came out with a second generation. Then I bought a first generation refurbished, which was $349.
Good deal. Yeah.
Well, it's not cheap, but you can do take it on the road and do digital drawing and clean up the drawings, and you don't have to go and say, can I use your scanner? And it's right there, and you can color it right on the thing and produce it. Then you have to export it. Nobody cares about this. Then you can export it to the PC or the Mac and finish it and render it and color it and all that kind of stuff and do some complicated layering.
Right.
They're cool things for artists. Clearly, I'm into the art.
Well, and the Briar Patch is a cool thing.
I mean, it's sort of like inspired this cartoon.
You know, we got some really cool characters coming out.
I wanted to draw a cartoon, and then you said, and then we were talking about it, about characters to add, and you came up, and I thought the same one as you said it. You said, have a worm.
We need an earthworm.
An earthworm.
Yeah.
And I was like, of course. So now the first I don't even know if they're up yet, but hopefully for the time the Health Freedom Expo comes around, we'll have part one, episode one, and then there'll be an episode two. And actually, the book that we're doing is going to have the characters from the Briar Patch cartoon.
Yep, inspired a little bit by what we're doing here on the show.
On the show. Yeah. And just like we talk about Iran, and so the characters, there's a worm, and he's having a fit because he doesn't want to go to Iran, and he's having a fit, and he wants to vote, and it doesn't matter what he says, and then the newt is there. So there's a newt.
You're just a worm.
But it's inspired, right? You know, because in my childhood, I ran through the woods a lot, and I would collect a lot of newts. Mm-hmm. And in a penance for all the ones that died in a shoebox, I have to know.
You have to know a newt character in there, which is very cool. Listen, very cool.
Sorry, guys.
That's all right. So let's do a little economic healing here.
Apple is worth more than anything, even though it doesn't produce anything valuable.
Right.
Except for artists. But I could draw. You know what? If we didn't have computers, I would draw on paper.
You could still do it. It conveniences and makes you certain things.
For the digital age, but my medium was always ink and pencil and watercolor, which is essentially what I do on the computer.
Well, why I want to bring it up is related to the Federal Reserve, the conspiracies, if you will, that are becoming realities and not, you know, some far-flung fantasy. They didn't create just $1 trillion or $2 trillion or $3 trillion. We're talking $14 trillion now they found out that they created out of thin air. A lot of fraud behind the scenes, even beyond the bailouts that were admitted. Now, and you have to wonder, if you suddenly flood planet Earth with all of these extra Federal Reserve notes, where are they going to go? What are they going to chase? What is the next bubble? Now, there's been a lot of news about, oh my gosh, the stock market's recovered, we're saved, the economy's good. And what, it went over 13,000 again recently?
In
the Dow.
The S&P?
As if, I don't care. As if that were, right, the essence of the economy, as if that's doing well. But the reality is, it's another bubble. There's so much flooded paper, they've got to put it somewhere.
Right.
Where they put it, they can't put it back in real estate. That's still tanked. The commodities, they got to play off the commodities, because if too many people rush into gold, it becomes apparent that the paper is worthless, and they've got to do whatever they can to mess with the gold and silver and commodities market to keep the paper, let's say, inflated in value. Not in, like, you know, true inflation reduces its value, so to speak. But here we're seeing Apple at
5 and change.
Yeah, 500 a share.
Now, 500 and five and a half.
As profitable as they are, I mean, how does that add up into how many billions or trillions is it? I don't know. But suffice it to say, there is going to be blowback to that blowout of all the paper. And are you prepared for it? Those that have already lost half of their 401ks back in 08, are you back in the stock market? Because, oh my gosh, that's the only – did you fall for it again?
Right.
Right? Where are you in that? And that's, I think, the message that I'm seeing with Apple, although they have products that people do like, and I utilize them, are they there? I mean, is there going to be that next collapse when Greece fails, right?
Right.
And the fact is that the United States is in that same scenario, perhaps even worse, because we don't know we're in it.
Right. There'll be states that have to be bailed out, like Greece is being bailed out. You'll have to bail out Michigan, or you'll have to bail out Minnesota, or California.
There are already states looking in to say what are they going to do in the state of an economic collapse? Could they issue their own currency? Will they go back to gold or silver? I mean, this is being considered. So on the state level, there is growing awareness, partly due to what Ron Paul's been saying. In fact, yesterday on the show when I was interviewing...
I like your point, though, that Apple has value, not because Apple has value, but because a lot of fake money was created. So what are they going to do with it? So you take a $50 stock and you make it a $400 stock. Why? It's called irrational exuberance. This is a great tulip brush of, when was it,
the tulips in the Netherlands. That's right.
Right. I don't know the date.
How many times have we been through this, though, in history, that we still can't figure this out?
Tulipomania.
Tulip mania. It's Apple mania. It's stock market mania. What's the next mania? What's the next bubble? It's going to be the green bubble.
But what's the reality? We walk down to the grocery store, and something, let's see, what were cashews when I was 17? It was a very good year.
Were cashews when you were 17?
when I was 21, yes. I would traveled around the country and then went to Europe, and cashews were $2.99 a pound. It was 1990.
Now, what are they,
$15 a pound.
But look at the gas pumps, right? The gas pump prices. This is something that is shocking and astonishing if you think about it. Going up to $4, $5, $6 a gas. Now, is it because gas oil is scarce? No, not at all. In fact, there's a lot of controversy over the whole thing. We're running out of oil, peak oil, and it looks like the Earth is actually producing, just like we talked about growing Earth theory.
You've said this, but I've never seen... I think the Earth is an expanding creature, but I've never seen any I don't know enough about the data of oil milling, mining, drilling to know that these giant reservoirs aren't drainable.
Right. Well, some of them apparently are being refilled, but suffice it, we're
right?
not going to. Yeah, we're not going to go
into that
now.
What do you mean we're not going into that? Where did you see that?
The reason I don't want to go into it now is because I don't have enough detail to go into it. It's just a casual references on that. But what I wanted to talk about was the inflation, if you will, how it relates to Apple. Now, the gas prices, of course, it's not because even if there was peak oil and we're running out 50, 20, 30, I don't know. The prices aren't going up because of that
right now. Right, right.
It's because of all, again, the extra money. The Arab nations, the OPEC nations are going, dude, there's so much more Federal Reserve notes flying around this planet. We're not taking $50 a barrel or $80 a barrel. It's going to be $105, $100. Is it going to come back down? They always do the sticker shock, then they bring it down a little, and you're ready now for $4, and you're like, wow, it's only $4 instead, because they'll shock you up to 16 to bring it back to 4, whatever it is, $5, $6. So we're doing a psychological operation right now again, and in the Iran war, all of this is allowing for that increase in, if you will, the pricing of everything. And they're going to then blame it on the war, which is only a ruse to take you away from the fact that the Fed has printed so much money. How stupid are we? Do we have to continue down this road? Can we go back? As I was mentioned, Dr. Batar brought it up. In the 1980s, there was a gold commission that Reagan started because of Ron Paul. Because of Ron Paul, because you cannot have a sovereign nation. In the law of nations, you cannot be a sovereign nation without an independent treasury. In order to have an independent treasury, you have to have some form of specie money, gold or silver. And in the 80s, Reagan came out with the Gold Eagles and the Silver Eagle program, denominated in dollars, by the way. That wasn't there because Ron Paul said, listen, you read the Law of Nations. We're no longer a nation. And then Reagan was shot shortly thereafter. That was the story yesterday. Interesting stuff. So anyway, wanted to bring that out today.
When I was 35.
Yes.
It was a very good year.
How much were pecans then?
Cashews. It was a very good year for blue-blooded girls.
All right, let's take it to break with that musical note. Liam Sheff in the house. He's rocking it with me today. We did some music, didn't we? RobertScottBell.com, Health Freedom Expo coming up next hour. An Australian lady. She's very nice. We're going to talk to her in Brisbane, I think, from the Alive Foundation.
With all that perfumed hair.
We got a great, great letter on the Robert Scott Bell Show about being offended on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Great letter. We'll talk about that later on.
How dare
the show.
They.
I know. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to one-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, our friends at BM Organics in Fort Lauderdale like this story. This is coming out through Natural News. Harvard study, guess what? Pasteurized milk from industrial dairies linked to cancer. And, you know, it wasn't enough that they had to pasteurize industrial dairy milk because of all the crap in it. But even after they pasteurize it, it is now proven to induce certain cancers. And this is on the heels of the CDC saying how dangerous raw milk was. And, you know, Liam, when we're in Long Beach, the Health Freedom Expo on March 2nd, Friday, this is the big day of the HPV to the HIV. We're covering it all. They're going to be out there, the Raw Milk Freedom Riders and the Farm Food Freedom Coalition. They're going to be hosting Food Freedom Rally on March 2nd. And that'll be, where is that going to be held? In Wisconsin. Wisconsin. I hope I'm right there.
Let's see. You're right.
I hope I am. Yeah, it is going to be in Wisconsin. March 1st to 2nd, but the 2nd is the big day. Sauk County Circuit Court in Baraboo, Wisconsin, right there to take a stand for food freedom in one of the most agriculturally oppressive states in America. So I'm sure we'll hear from Liz Reitzig, if not this week, then certainly after next week when we get back. And you'll be in New York and reporting on all kinds of things from the Big Apple. Speaking of Apple, we talked about
New York.
New York?
New York. How are you doing?
New York. Yeah, you sound. What, who was that? That was Don't Mess with the Zohan.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah. So would you like to cut some hair? I probably need a haircut, actually.
I don't think I could make sticky with so many customers.
No. You got to cut some hair. Cut some hair. Hopefully, like I said, I will not dress too funnily this weekend.
Yeah, don't dress like a funnel.
No, I will not dress like a funnel. Although back in Pennsylvania, where you were, they had funnel cakes.
They did.
Right? You remember those?
Yes.
Sugar on sugar.
Sugar on
it's
fried.
Like crack.
On
fried crack, on, basically.
They took fried white flour. They threw it in a bunch of suet and lard. They fried it until it was as hard as a brick.
And speaking of Briar Patch, that's where you got your inspiration for the worm. Because one of the funnel cakes, they look like little worms.
No.
They go in, no.
No, I used to collect worms when I was a kid. Every time it would rain.
Well.
Yeah, every time it would rain, my mother knew that I had to go outside as it was raining and run through the puddles. And then when the worms would wash out of the grass onto the sidewalk, I was just fascinated by living things. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't hurt them or anything, and I wouldn't eat them. I just look at, wow, you know, adults walk by grossed out, but I was fascinated.
Hmm. Well, you were definitely a nature boy in the city.
I wasn't in the city when I was very small, and I'm glad that I wasn't. It would have been very bad for me to be a city boy at that age. I didn't become a city boy until I was I really was exposed to it in my teens, but then I still finished high school up in the mountains.
Yeah, we're going to have to contrast what has happened in moving away from nature into the city with the Briar Patch is going to show a lot of that, I think, a lot of the conflicts of what the world we live in. You know, where are we going? Consciousness, et cetera. So I'm very excited about that, I just have to say.
And maybe
very
we can
cool.
talk later this week. We got to green our cities. You know, when I'm in New York, I'm going to find all the people who are putting green things on all the buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Like plants, I mean.
Plants and things, all right. Plants and rocks and birds and things. All right. Well, listen, we got another hour to go. Liam, you can take a break here. I've got to get connected
Goodbye.
To Australia.
See ya.
But you're coming back. Don't
what?
Go too far. I know you got to do some research for the weekend. Health
Who
Freedom
cares
Expo coming
about
up.
What you're saying,
you don't
care.
You
what?
Do care. You do.
I
tell
love
me
everybody.
You don't. What? Now you're the chef meister if you keep this up. Right?
Sorry.
Yeah, all right.
Chefinator.
The chefinator, that's right. Well, we'll be back. More Powerful Healing next hour. I said we'll hear from Liana Werner Gray. She's about the Earth Diet. The Earth Diet. And then Liam may talk about that. Who knows? But we've got this letter from John Barker I want to refer to. Very good stuff coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We might have to get into some conspiracy realities. We might mention the Bilderbergs and the Illuminati. So alert all of your friends that listen to Alex Jones. We might talk about some stuff next hour. Yeah. Look out, rocking the health world as we do every day on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Liam Sheff will be back in a while next hour as well. And of course, in the meantime, remember this, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
You are listening. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Off with his head!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
thoughts of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Before we go to Australia for our interview with Liana Werner-Gray about the Alive Foundation's upcoming event in New York City. Yes, New York City. But it's a worldwide tele-event. You'll be able to watch wherever you are. I want to go to the phones, and you have called 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And every once in a while, I'll have the moments to get to it. So let's quickly go to the first call here. Looks like it's a question about silver and ear infections.
Hi, my name is Lisa. I'm calling from Massachusetts. I was wondering if you could comment on the protocol for using colloidal silver for a child with an ear infection. My six-year-old woke up with an earache last night. I put the silver drops in his ear and gave him a teaspoon of it. The pain is gone. I took him to the pediatrician. He does, in fact, have an infection. And I didn't know how often I should do those things and for how many days. I didn't know if it was like an antibiotic where you have to do it for 10 days or not. I did decline the antibiotic that the pediatrician prescribed. But any comments you could make would be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. Wow, a cogent caller. That was direct and to the point. Lisa, I appreciate it. I wish I had silver when I was a little baby and a little child because I had so many recurrent ear infections that I would have been helped tremendously without all the gut damage that happened because I was put on antibiotics so many times. So kudos to you for basically saying no to antibiotics. Let's hope they don't come after you or Child Protective Services for denying your child vitamin A. Oh, no, not the real vitamin A, the vitamin antibiotics that they'd like to think that you need. So you utilize the silver intraorally, I could say A-U-R, or like the auricular area, that's the ear, and you had success. Of course, you also gave it a teaspoon to your child, and that was orally, O-R-A-L, orally, and that helped systemically. And already the pain went down. That's fantastic. Now, most of the research has shown that most ear infections will clear without any intervention of antibiotics. So the silver is a bonus because it is an antimicrobial. That is, if it is a viral, bacterial, or fungal issue, it can stop it. That is wonderful. Now, could it stop in one dose? Certainly, it's possible in a mild case. Do you need to continue for 10 days? No. The reason they say to do that for an antibiotic is not only so they hope that they kill everything, but is to stop the eventual development of resistant strains of microbes or bacteria to those antibiotics that they've just prescribed. And that is not happening with silver. There is no evidence of developing resistance to the presence of colloidal silver or the bioactive silver hydrosol that I like to use. So I would also consider putting it in the nose and the eyes as well, because there's a lot of transit. When you have an ear infection, potentially you could have movement through these different areas, even the mouth, of course, and the throat. So how long would I take it? Could you take it 10 days? Well, if it's a hydrosol form, absolutely. There's no concern that I have for toxicity, because you're dealing with a low concentration, like 10 parts per million of a very micronized form. We're talking downwards of a nanometer, and certainly below 10 nanometers with the hydrosol. So you don't have a difficulty excreting the silver, so there's not an excess. You're not going to worry about discoloration in a child for a short-term use like that. So can you use it 10 days? Yes. Do you need to? Not necessarily. Could be a few days and you're done. But just pay attention to that. Also want to remind you, especially with little children, the use of capsicum. Capsicum, which is the homeopathic form of the cayenne pepper. In homeopathic form, you can utilize that orally as a homeopathic capsicum, and that often will take away the redness and pain. And there are other remedies you can use as well, but capsicum I've had great success with, especially with little kids and infants that are dealing with ear infections or ear pain. I also want to remind you the use of colostrum at that age too. They're so very used to that coming out of mommy, but in this case, that's another adjunct possibility to boost immunity. And they used to be able to drop breast milk into the ear. That was part of the immune factors that were there as well. Non-pasteurized, of course, and that's what we're looking to do, the most viable form that you can find. So that's it. That's one of the calls here. I got a quick segment here. Let me see if we can fit one more in. That's 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355.
Hello. Yes, I had seen this and jotted it down after seeing it on my newsletter website from Natural News. And it was talking about silver and silica being used for nerve regeneration for diabetes problems. And I didn't know if those were two separate things or if it was a special product you have that's like a combination liquid or pills or capsules or something that you take for that purpose. It's been a while since I jotted this down, and I wanted to call and ask about it.
All right. Well, silver and silica, very interesting combination here, although I utilize them on their own. Similar to the antimicrobial properties, it also has regenerative properties, and there are receptor sites on the myelin sheath of the nerve cell for silver. So this is why silver is indicated, as opposed to other metals that are not, for neurological health and regeneration. So utilizing the silver locally, in the case, if you mentioned diabetes, you're often talking about diabetic wounds or ulcerations, things that don't heal because of poor circulation, etc. And so I would utilize the silver, or, for instance, the Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel locally over that area, and that will stimulate regeneration and retard any infection. Whereas the silica or silicon is a trace element that is basically essential for all of the connective tissue, but think of the computer silicon chip. You'll understand that silica is critically necessary for neurological integrity, for nervous system, the neuron. So silica as well, I often would recommend 5,000 milligrams of a food-grown form of silica. If you get the extracts, if you will, the teas that are made often, the concentrate of the tea I can get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077, and you can get that and the silver hydrosol, which you can get at local health food stores, or contact my friends at Sovereign Silver. Anyway, that's it. We got a call into Australia. Hopefully, we'll get that connecting momentarily. We'll have Liam Sheff back at the bottom of the hour, hopefully, and do a lot more healing today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Remember, Health Freedom Expo coming up. Check out all the links at robertscottbell.com.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I know we got upcoming the Health Freedom Expo this week, but that doesn't mean we can't focal point on a load of other things happening coming this summer. The summer solstice in the northern hemisphere, the winter solstice in the summer. That's June 21st, 22nd in New York City. A live foundation hosting an amazing event, award show and everything. And right now, joining us all the way from Australia, Liana Werner-Gray is with us on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Liana, welcome.
Hello, Robert.
What are you doing down under? I know you sound like you're from there originally, but how are you promoting the Alive event that's going to be in New York all the way in Australia?
Yeah, exactly. It's all about the live streaming. So anyone can watch it anywhere in the world. And basically, I'm here in Australia telling the Aussies that message.
Well, that's great. So I just interviewed Dr. Batar. He came back last week from Australia, and he was very well received. I do the Advanced Medicine Monday segments with him. And there is obviously a yearning and a hunger for alternative, natural, integrative medicine and therapies, different ways to live that are not pharmaceutical. So it seems like Australia is coming on as well with the party.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and Dr. Batar, he's one of Alive's speakers. And yeah, Australians are very open to natural medicines.
Yeah, and just this last Sunday, we actually had Dr. Leonard Caldwell on the show, and he is also a big supporter of the Alive Foundation and will be there in New York, so it's going to be an amazing event.
Yeah, it is. Dr. C, he has been so supportive. Thank you so much.
Yeah. How did you connect with the Alive Foundation? I understand you're based in New York, but you're from Australia, so obviously you know Josh and Anna Scurry, so tell me how you connected.
Yeah, basically I'm based in New York and I'm there. I have a food line, the Earth Diet, which is a lifestyle that focuses on what the earth provides naturally. So that runs out of New York and that's how Anna and I connected. She does the water and I do food. So we connected and we had this idea to put on Alive. And since we had the idea, we went, okay, let's do it. And we've been working on it every single day since then.
Well, you guys are taking on a major, major deal, and I've talked with Josh and Anna about this, the reality that there are forces on planet Earth allied against us in our message, and how have you, yes. You know, right at the heart of the media on planet Earth in New York City, how have you found the interaction with the environment, the hotels, all the other things to be involved with this? Have you had to overcome a lot of obstacles?
Yes, Robert, it's been epically challenging every single day, and I've had to overcome a lot of obstacles, mostly within myself, because I feel like there are a lot of darker forces or something that doesn't want this kind of event to happen, but then there's also a lot of other energies that do want this to happen, and so I've just got to make that choice in myself to acknowledge the power and the love and the joy and not the fear and greed and not go down that road.
Well, a lot of people are really responding to this message finally. As I talked with Dr. C last Sunday, I mentioned the fact that we're winning. We are winning despite a lot of the obstacles, and it's not that there won't be more thrown in our way, but our willingness to be more
focused, more dedicated to the mission, the passion, the ability and willingness to help others in need is going to overwhelming those who want to prevent us from doing so.
Yes, Robert. Well, we've already won, basically, and now we just have to, I guess, face the challenges that come because, yeah, they will be here. And, yeah, there's really nothing that they can do to stop us now because, there's nothing that they can do because we're just going to keep going.
Exactly. So you obviously being motivated by a better diet, which I say here in America, the food, if you've come from other places around the world and you first come here, like those I've mentioned that come from Asia in particular, they'll be on their normal native diet back home. They come to America. They suddenly consume foods that are processed, pesticide laden, and they end up with all kinds of health issues. They gain weight. Their skin looks horrible. How did you handle a transition? Not that it was ideal in Australia growing up. I don't know your upbringing there, but how did you transition to this earth diet? What inspired you? What motivated you?
Yeah, exactly. The American food is very different to any food that I've tasted anywhere in the world. I've been to over 30 countries, and the American food is so processed, and so when I'm there, I just focus on raw foods and organic foods mostly. I don't eat meat really when I'm in the States. When I come back to Australia, I do eat meat here because it does seem cleaner and more humane how the animals are treated here. So, yeah, the Earth Diet was created just to be able to do that anywhere in the world. So no matter where you are, you can always focus on what the Earth is providing naturally and just to go back to basics, go back to the start. And, when I was 21, which was 3 years ago, I got really sick and I got a tumor in my lymphatic system. I had glandular fever. My organs were just like hit rock bottom, sluggish. And I healed that within 3 months with natural cures because 3 years before that I had read Kevin Trudeau's book, Natural Cures, and I learned and opened my eyes to this whole new possibilities of self-healing.
Mm-hmm.
So after I healed myself, then the Earth Diet came from that.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Kevin Trudeau, say what people will about him, he's been a renegade in a good way to wake people up to things that they weren't aware of. And I give him all the props in the world for putting that out there and challenging the establishment. And you're a case in point that you were inspired and opened up to a new possibility and a transformation that was very positive in your life from it.
Exactly. Yeah, I know a lot of people do trash Kevin, and that's unfortunate. But, yeah, the truth is he's spreading the truth, and, yeah, he's transforming a lot of lives. And it's self-healing is something I feel like everyone should know about and then be able to choose.
And those forces allied against this message, of course, have attacked Kevin Trudeau for many years now and kind of suppressed his freedom of speech, that First Amendment that seemingly has been overturned, even though there's been no constitutional overturn of it yet. They've gone after him because he spoke out about things that were supposedly unmentionable in the realm of healing and providing tools that are not approved by the government.
Yeah, it's a bit crazy. But, you know, I feel like he stood up to the plate first before a lot of us kind of came forth, and he kind of cracked that, like he broke down that wall for us.
Right,
he's
exactly.
He's made it a little bit easier for us. And yeah, to me, he started this whole natural cures movement.
Sure, the trailblazers, we need them, and they start the path, yeah. And then we got to keep going along those ways, and that's what we're doing, and you're doing it too. I mean, heck with the Earth Diet. I mean, that's a stunning thing. Imagine that, eating food from the Earth. How strange is that?
Yeah, exactly. It's complete common sense, isn't it? I mean, humans did it for thousands of years before technology came in and machines came in, and the tribal people never got cancer. And yeah, I know we're not going back to tribal days, but still we can live a healthy lifestyle, natural lifestyle in today's times. It's very possible
mm-hmm.
and necessary.
Yeah, and removing, as I said, the synthetic influence over food production, much less our body's own normal production, reproduction, metabolic functions, etc., and stepping back and realizing, as Dr. C said on the last Sunday show, he said, you know, listen, for about 150 years ago, you know, it was all things on the earth. Pretty much we were getting food from the earth, and then Industrial Revolution changed a lot and exposed us to things we hadn't been exposed to in recorded history. And now we've added to that the genetically modified organisms that were definitely not part of the normal food supply.
Yeah, exactly. Frankenfoods and foods that I feel like humans are not ready to ingest. It just makes us sick and tired and dumb.
Yeah, exactly. Now, if people want to learn more about the Earth Diet. I see there's a link, and I have it in the show notes today, theearthdiet.org. What about the book? Is there actually an Earth Diet book?
There is, and it's being launched at Alive. So it'll be there June 21st.
Oh, okay. So that'll be the first chance we get to take a look at it.
Exactly.
Is the book edible? Can we actually eat the book?
Good question. I love the idea of that. I might look into it.
You might have, for every book that you can't eat, we'll get you one that you can.
Yeah, I love it. Innovative.
It's all, of course, marketing. Now, there are a lot of amazing things that are going to happen at the Alive event in New York. Can you tell us a little bit more about what people can expect if they attend or if they buy the purchase to be able to watch it from around planet Earth?
Yes, exactly. Well, it's going to be a two-day convention with guest speakers that are speaking on subjects of self-healing, self-empowerment, self-love, natural medicine, and then the Friday night is an awards show, so it's like an Oscars of the health and wellness arena. So it'll be red carpet and then an awards show acknowledging people that are spreading wholeness and wellness to the planet, messages like what we're speaking about now. And we are actually announcing 9 of our categories, our award categories, this Saturday, Robert, on the 3rd of March, and in which you are in one of them for a live radio.
I'm saying, what kind of crazy people are you to nominate me for an award?
Yeah, well, this is, you know, I'm kind of off the grid, Alive, you know, I mean, this is a whole off the grid kind of organization, I guess. So, yeah, mm-hmm. It makes sense that you're nominated.
Yeah, it's like a little renegade radio. I like your group now. No, I liked it from the first time I heard about it from Josh and Anna. You guys are doing amazing, amazing work. I heard Dr. Joe Mercola also gave a good plug last week or so. So those that are the so-called renegades and leaders in the health freedom movement and those that are pushing the envelope and getting information out to the people of the planet are actually going to participate and support and promote and move this thing forward despite a lot of obstacles.
Yes, we are. And We really need humanity part of this event. Like we're all working to spread this message to everyone, just so everyone has a choice and everyone knows about it. And let everyone get on board and help out. Everyone can be part of it.
Mm-hmm. Now we're talking with Leanna Werner Gray. She's actually right now, if you hear any kind of background noise, we're connected via Skype all the way to Australia. Where are you in Australia right now, by the way?
I'm in Brisbane, Australia.
Brisbane.
And you might hear some of the birds in the background.
Oh,
quite
my gosh, it's beautiful. And in winter, you have it more like South Florida in America. It's very temperate.
Yeah, exactly. It's more like you put a jumper on and some pants.
A jumper. Like, we know what a jumper is here.
Can you imagine what a jumper is?
No, I mean, my listeners in England know what a jumper is, but most Americans, a jumper, what do you mean? You're bouncing on a trampoline. What do you do? What are you wearing?
Okay, a sweater.
A sweater. That's better. Now, you know, if somebody were to say, you know, if like we're on the red carpet or black carpet, whatever color carpet it's going to be at the Alive New York event, you know, like the Academy Awards. So what are you wearing? Well, I'm wearing a jumper. I don't know what people will say.
Yeah. I guess they wouldn't. There's a lot of different words.
No, I love the differences in the language as well, and I appreciate your lovely accent, although back home now in Brisbane, they probably think you don't have an accent, so it's all relative.
Yeah, it's all relative, exactly.
So your website, again, theearthdiet.org, theearthdiet.org. Leanna can be found there. Also, alivenewyork.com. We have those linked up in today's show notes as well as all the promotion we're doing as we gather for that event. The Health Freedom Expo is coming up this weekend, and we're going to be talking about that and more as well. What other, if we could get a tidbit or a tip from the Earth Diet, as you said, the book's not coming out until the Alive event in New York, June 21st and 22nd. Is there one tip you're free to reveal to us all here on the Robert Scott Bell Show today?
Yes, definitely. And that would be every single day in the morning, have a juice, half a beet, 3 carrots, 3 celeries, and a small piece of ginger. If you drink that every day, the body, there is no way cancer can survive or even grow and thrive in the body, because beet is the most powerful blood and liver and bowel cleanser on the planet. So get into the raw beet.
Yeah, blood, liver, and bowel cleanser, and that's true. You juice them. They're very, very good for the liver as well. I need you to repeat all the others because you went through it so fast. I want people to pay attention because this is some simple steps they can take between now and then they can report to you in New York on how well they're doing.
Yes. Okay, cool. So half a beet, and then 3 carrots, and then 3 celery stalks, and a small piece of ginger, and that's for one juice. And if people like really sweet things, add like an apple to it.
Okay. And, of course, we would prefer those that you've grown yourself, or if not organic, find local farmers if possible. If not, you know, some source that you know, so you're not adding to the toxic burden. You're trying to detoxify, as you said, cleanse the blood, lymph, bowel, et cetera. And by throwing the wrong kind of food, food that is not grown as the earth grows it, we can run into some trouble or not achieve the results we're after.
Yes, exactly. Well said, Robert.
Well, no, you said it better. I like your accent. And you say ginger. Ginger. And I say ginger.
Ginger.
Right? You know, when I talk about the French approach to homeopathy, I talk about drainage. It doesn't sound so exotic, but when you speak with a French accent like I can't do, you'd say something like drainage, right? It sounds very exotic. Like if you want to be a plumber, go to France because you work with drainage. If you're in New York, you work with drainage, yo. So.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm so glad we could connect with you. It's the middle of the morning. I don't even know what time it is where you are, but I'm glad that you're awake enough to report from Australia. Things are going well there, and we look forward to seeing you in New York June 21st, June 22nd for the Alive event, AliveNewYork.com. And, of course, your book will come out. TheEarthDiet.org is where you can check it all out there. And I hope that we can get you back on for an update between now and then or when you're back stateside.
Absolutely, Robert. Let's do that. Sounds good.
Liana, you're a sweetheart. We look forward to seeing you there. And thank you for all the promotion for this wonderful event. Lots more healing to come.
Liam Sheff returns to join me in studio after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at 1/3 the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
We'll be right back.
making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
From Australia, we go domestic. Liam Sheff returns in studio. Liam, welcome back. You're not as blonde and pretty as my previous guest.
G'day, Robert.
Hi, Liam. It's the Southern Hemisphere, Liam.
It's good to be here.
I never know who I'm going to see when you're joining me in studio here. Listen, Health Freedom Expo coming up. Are we going to have the Australian guy or the I'm from Brooklyn or Boston. Where are you going to be from when we go to the Health Freedom Expo?
Yeah, I don't think I can really pass for enough. Hi, crikey. Well, that's not Australian.
No, it worked for me anyway. But hey,
my ancestors were criminals. Oh, there we go. That's
Liana
Australia.
Will be there. You can tell her that in person. She's going to be in New York.
Oh, really?
Right? Yeah, she's part of the Alive Foundation. So she's out there promoting in Australia because there's going to be a global, like the Academy Awards from last Sunday. Sacha Baron Cohen dumps powder that pretends to be Kim Jong-il on Ryan Seacrest. And, of course, we're going to do stuff like that on the red carpet, I guess.
You just let that my ancestors were criminals thing. You just moved right on.
Well, where was I going to go with
that?
It's a penal
colony.
I know the penal colony. I still like the, when she says ginger instead of ginger, I like that.
Oi, good eye, you robot.
Yeah,
here's some ginger.
But when you call me robot, it's sort of like that. Robot.
Robot's good bell.
Robot. Robot Scott Bell. All right.
Alive for the rest of the time, New York.
Yeah. Hey, remember we had every couple of weeks, we take major risks on the Robert Scott Bell Show, do we not?
We had Sean Connery on.
Sean Connery's been on.
Yeah, Sean Connery was on the show.
Sean's been on. There are others that have been on.
Hasty-faced Irish bastard.
Yeah, you always make me laugh when you do the Sean Connery thing with the, what was the game show that they
did? Who was cracking you up the other day who was doing that? Oh, it was our friend Charles.
Charles from BM Organics.
He's big and burly.
Oh, he loved he thought it was as funny as I was, thinking, what are they doing, Celebrity Jeopardy on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
That cracks me up every time.
I know,
like
it does.
Going back in time to Abbott Costello, who's on first, that still makes me laugh, okay? So I admit it. You got my funny bone.
I like Abbott and Costello.
Our dear friend Richard Pearl, who's not here today, we have on every once in a while. And last time we were like, oh my gosh, what did he do? And remember, we talked about it. We cringed on the air.
Yeah, it was a little rough.
I tried to move on past that very quickly. And we did get some email about it. And, people that were not pleased. And look, we were cringing with it. But as I explained, and really in consideration for the concern, which I had too, the offensive nature, and we warned people that might happen. Richard's like the kind of guy in your family, your friend. You love him dearly, but he'll just say stuff. You still love him, but he'll just say stuff.
Well, he's a very funny guy.
Yes.
Firstly, he's very funny, but his sense of humor is... Now, I have a wild sense of humor, and I'll say things that a lot of people don't think are appropriate, like mm-hmm. I think all neocons should be arrested and made to eat monkey poop for the rest of the century.
Yes.
But Richard will go to levels where, and the conversation came up about abortion, and it was like, wow. I felt like I pulled out my truly tasteless jokes book from 84.
Right, there was nothing, it was relentless how tasteless it was.
Yeah.
And, I said on the air, yesterday, in fact, I was talking about, the attorney. She was Patricia Patty Finn, right? And I got really upset about what's happening to her, and I called some people bastards. Like, yeah, and I don't normally use
without knowing
use
anything
colorful
about their
language,
families. Yes,
right. And I did, and
you made
I admit,
an assumption.
My emotions just let loose like that. It isn't to offend. It's just we got to be honest about these things as well. But John, who wrote the email, the concern on the Robert Scott Bell website, and he said, listen, I was very offended by that. And I wrote him back, and we talked about it on the air.
He was nice, by the way. His offended letter was the nicest offended letter.
I'm still listening to you.
I'll still listen to your show, but when Richard Pearl is on, goodbye.
I'll turn it down, right?
Yeah.
And look, hey, that's really great. You could see what we're all about. We're much bigger than any one offensive show, right? Because it's going to happen at talk radio.
And Richard is funny. And he'll bring up stuff, and he'll talk about stuff with Israeli politics that we don't usually get. It was cool.
Yeah. Yeah, but John wrote again since we talked, and I've been
because
wanting to
talk answered.
About yeah, yeah.
So what did you answer? That was that got him to write again.
Well, I just acknowledged his concern because, like I said, I respected that he wrote. And it wasn't just I'm mad at you. I'm never listening to you again. It was really a thoughtful letter.
But we talked about it on the air, and you said some specific things. Like I didn't say them; you said them. I was like, wow, that's a pretty strong answer.
Yeah. I don't even remember at this point, but I want to read.
You said what? Because the subject of and you said this is the classic right
oh, right left paradigm with abortion being pro life or not.
Yeah,
right?
But you said this is where you criticize the right.
Right. Well, what I was offended by, you know, because we were talking about being offended. And yes, what Richard said was offensive in a tasteless sort of way. But what I was more offended by, and I wanted to put that out there, and I think I mentioned that on the show, Liam, you remind me now, that those that claim to be pro life, right, against abortion, that will at the same time beat the drum beats of war, so to speak, to go to Iraq, to go to Afghanistan, to go now to Iran and abort the lives of men, women, and children and unborn babies in the wombs of mothers right now or mothers to be in Iran over this nonsense that they're building a nuclear weapon, which even if they were to use it would be disastrous suicide for Iran because Israel and we have, what, 45 bases surrounding Iran. So that was my honest appraisal of what is really offensive to me. And John wrote back, the same guy who was offended by Richard. I thought this was amazing. And he wrote back a very nice letter. So I thought I'd read it, if you don't mind, on the air with you, Lee. I mean, we can comment on it. But I was just very impressed with John. He says, thank you for responding to my letter from the last Monday, Tuesday broadcast. I really respect the fact that you acknowledge my concern and were willing to talk about it on your broadcast. I know where you're coming from. I have family members that do not share my views, but we still love and respect each other. So, I mean, that's really, I was glad that was, I wasn't sure I communicated that well, but John acknowledges that. Just as a point of dialogue, John continues, I want to talk about the disconnect that you so well point out about the life movement and the Christian right. When I first started to listen to your program, I heard you talk about the pro-life movement and the church being so staunch about abortion, yet adamant about starting another foreign war with Iran. Though I did not like to hear the criticism, I had to pause because you were right. Now, I didn't want to be right or wrong. You know, that's not the reason I throw these things out there. But to acknowledge that from John is amazing, especially with his background. He says, now, I see the whole picture and I agree. We have no right to have aggressions against this country. The whole thing is a fallacy propagated to sell another senseless war. It is not a righteous war, but for the gain of the elite and their interests. Now, continuing on, he says, that said, obviously I'm both pro-life and Christian, but I am kind of unique in my genre, if you will. I don't fall in with most of my peers. I know about 9/11, vaccines, and GMOs. I understand fairly well about eugenics and population reduction and how it fits in with the before-mentioned subjects. I'm also painfully aware of how our country, at its top, has been overthrowing third-world nations and economically for the subjugation of corporate political interest. This not only in the last decade, but in many decades from World War I and the Great Depression. Now, I'm blown away by his letter. John is really expressing some things that are quite amazing. And it goes to a point we're hopefully going to get Sean Stone on this program, maybe later this week when we're in California. Sean Stone is the son of director, filmmaker Oliver Stone. And you want to talk about controversy. This guy went to Iran, supposedly converted. He's Jewish, supposedly converted to Islam, and said, listen.
Well, it's a lot of the same food. It's not really that hard. It's really a lot of the same stuff.
What, from kosher Jewish to Iranian Persian?
Hummus, baba ghanoush.
It's not that far of a leap. Yes, thank you, Liam, for putting that in perspective. But having said that, seriously now, think about this.
There's some hot Persian girls. You know, this is looking like a sacrifice, but, you know, under the veil, very dark
very nice.
Eyes.
I have a lot of friends over the years that are from Iran. Love them dearly as well.
I didn't even get to talk about his letter.
Okay, come on in. I'm sorry.
That's a genius letter that guy wrote. That's a level of courage that you don't see on the presidential podium. You don't see that in politics. You don't see it in business. To stand up, have the courage of your convictions, and to say what you wanted to say and to respond as a true adult. This guy, I love this guy. He's amazing. You never see this. It's my favorite thing. I learned in my teens. Mm-hmm. I remember because I could never be wrong when I was in the early high school. It made me feel too bad. I just couldn't admit I was wrong, right, when I was wrong. When I was mistaken, I was wrong about whatever it was, a fact, a point, and an argument. And because I grew up in that family of doctors, so they never admitted they were wrong. They'd sit around and they'd hammer each other. Well, the paradigm has changed. I'm not wrong. The paradigm has changed. Oh, shut up. You were wrong. What you were saying is incorrect. Admit it. Get it. So I had some people in high school who were being, tough friends. They said, you know, we like you, but you're driving us crazy because you're just impossible at this moment. You won't just say, you know, you're right. What I'm saying wasn't making sense. And they stopped, and they actually really made a point of telling me. And after, I mean, it sunk in deeply, not all the way. And again, in my 20s, I got it finally. And I went, wow, the ability to stop at a point in an argument or a discussion and say, what you're saying makes more sense than what I was saying, means that you never stop learning. And it's actually the way to be the most, if you really value being right, agree with the person who's right, not with your own stupid wrong idea.
Right.
You know, so not that his idea was stupid, but you understand what I'm saying. So I love, you know, that's why I say it's really hard for the bad guys to debate me, because if they make a good point, I go, that's a really good point. That's really a good point you made there. Anyway, I love this guy. That's the pure intellectual discipline of logic, of argument, of the old Greek stuff. You know, I just love him. So thanks for reading that letter, and thanks. Is it John?
Yeah, well, in John, and there's more in that letter.
Just the nude photo.
No, John,
joking.
He's just kidding. Right?
That's the bad sense of humor. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, he was a great dude. I was not kidding. He's cool.
Yeah, and about all of these things, he talks about the life issue, the abortion issue, as we said, and he says, you would not believe my frustration with trying to inform people. You know, it's like you have this urge to try to communicate, right? And so often it falls either on deaf ears or violently opposed. The deception is really pervasive and effective. We as the church are responsible for knowing what is really going on. That's what he says. Jesus charged us with knowing it and paying attention with the signs of the times. Even so, we have fallen to the same trap for those who went before us, indeed, even to many generations throughout the church age as well. But I believe that the unfolding trouble will awaken many to the truth of what is really going on. And isn't that factual too, that we suffer in order to wake our consciousness? I mean, I have to, in my life, I measure it that way, because the suffering I went through opened me up to this kind of healing, to be able to communicate what I communicate, to not be overly judgmental of people I disagreed with. I mean, judge not, yes, lest ye be judged, right? It's not that we don't discriminate. We've got to use rightful discrimination in going through life, or we'll end up dead tomorrow because we won't walk across the street unless a car is coming to run us over. So discrimination is not wrong. It's right. In fact, we have to learn, and we sometimes have to get hit and beat up a little bit to understand how the world works, how the universe operates.
Oh, look, the world will beat the crap out of you, and that's unavoidable, and you'll take the lessons that you can. Mm-hmm. And then it will reward you at times for things that you didn't even think were that big a deal. And life's very strange like that. But life's very difficult. And I really like this. This dude's very cool. I mean, a guy in the Christian theological mindset, and he knows about the CIA and 9/11 and vaccines and GMOs. I mean, this is the kind of guy you want going to church, because you want him standing up and going, you know what? We have our philosophy and our history and our belief, but let's be in the present, because it's not really about what Leviticus said. You know, I don't have to rub the fat of the lamb 7 times in the altar if I look at somebody on a Sunday the wrong way. I mean, Leviticus is crazy that way. He's saying, let's honor the deeper philosophical message of the thing. So, very cool dude.
And he ends it, thanks and God bless you and all that you're doing to awaken us to health freedom. Well, bless you, if I can say that, John, and I appreciate so much what you've written here. It means a lot, because it means that what we're doing here is not falling on deaf ears. Not that I had the assumption that it was, but it's really extraordinary when someone from a perspective that you may not share, may not think you share, you actually do share a lot more. You have a lot more in common. Similar story I keep bringing up because it's still so amazing, with my mom hugging the man from Syria. She's from Israel. Both Ron Paul's delegates now, if you will, in Georgia, that we can get beyond those divisions that are artificially imposed on us from above, whether it be from government or whether it be from the churches, when they are not falling in line with their mission, true to the heart of the mission.
The mission, huh? Some people would argue that the mission is to lord over people, make decisions for them, and that it's actually the exception to the mission that look for the deeper. I mean, Socrates was apparently killed by his own people. He was given an option not to, but, you know, you're being a pest to us. You're actually asking questions about how government works and how free people should be. And he said, well, that's what I do. And they said, here, try this. It'll taste really good.
Oh, was that like vitamin hemlock?
It was. Oh, it was a hemlock smoothie.
A hemlock smoothie, right?
Couldn't
have been cannabis?
With superfood.
It's a superfood. Yeah.
And raw beet.
We'll go back to Liana, and she'll have us do some beet juice, and we'll be
I
all
love
better.
Beet juice.
All better.
Hey, but I interrupted something before. But you know, the best thing that I had in the last while was that when I visited our friends in Puff the Magic Dragon
Amy's Magic Kitchen. Amy's
Livin' Magic.com.
Yeah, we got it.
And I visited them.
Up in Maine.
Yeah, and I stayed with one of the Oompa Loompas, my friend up there. She does this interesting cooking stuff, and she had, because it's farm country, so the beets that they have aren't those sort of tiny black and wax things in the grocery store. They're right. giant. They're good size and hefty, and they grow in the dirt, and they have dirt on them. You wash it off. And they have a kind of a vegetable, root vegetable mill, and you run the thing through the root vegetable mill. You could do this with a turnip or a beet or whatever, and it mm-hmm. makes it into a kind of a pasta.
Right.
Like a very thin yes. angel hair kind of linguine thing, and then you marinate it, and it was like the best. I don't know why, but it was so good.
Oh, man. Now you make me hungry.
I know. A little olive oil, salt, lemon juice, vinegar.
All right.
Some Italian herbs. And I don't know. I mean, it was just great.
Well, let's have some lunch. When we come back, we'll be back to wrap up the show. We're going to have to eat quickly. It's only a 3-minute break.
Okay.
Don't go anywhere. Say thanks to our sponsors. Liam Sheff is back. He's in. And we're getting ready to go to the Health Freedom Expo. We'll talk a little bit more about what's coming up after this.
Oompa Loompa.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
My ears on the mend, and we're back. This is Robert. I don't quite sound like myself anymore.
Am I that nasal? Really?
Was I being nasally?
A little nasal.
Oh, was I?
Yeah.
I was trying to do this sort of Casey Kasem version of you.
Yeah, the Casey Kasem. Well, then Sacha Baron Cohen would have to show up as a dictator and pour King John Ill or whatever his name was dust on me, too, right?
That looks funnier than the last one.
Mm-hmm.
What was the last one? Congo Boy or
Borat?
No, Borat was funny.
After
it was
that,
yeah,
was that next
Bruno.
One? Bruno, right?
Yeah, that was
you
a little
knew
rough.
About Bruno.
That was a little rough.
Yeah, it's Bruno.
That was really rough.
Yeah, no, that was rough. Well, we were talking movies. You mentioned movies. One of the things that came to mind when we were talking about the foreign wars, the attacking, the willing to not abort fetuses here, but abort them overseas. Right.
Yeah, abort 20 and 15-year-old fetuses, right. And 7-year-old.
I brought up the Sean Stone issue. He was on Piers Morgan's the other night and CNN last week or something. And the controversy is, oh, my gosh, he talked to Ahmadinejad, you know, and we're looking to get him on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We want to interview him about
it. Oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please.
You want
oh, please.
To interview him?
Yeah, of course.
Oliver Stone's son.
Hey, number one, there's yeah. that. He grew up with that. Very, very intelligent / genius, kind of maniac, interesting guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting guy. When I was working in my younger youth, a long, long, long time ago, I had a video store job part-time. I was going to school, and all it was in the neighborhood I didn't grow up there. Anyway, Oliver Stone came in one day, and I'm like, holy crap. So I walked out, and I said, hey, I could get fired for this. I just wanted to thank you for all the movies that you made. And he was like, you know what? Thanks. Thank you. And, and he said, "That really, I really appreciate that." I don't know what he was on, but he was very kind.
Okay, well, very nice. But then after JFK by Oliver Stone, which was a great movie, obviously. But
the great movie.
The great movie. What happened?
I don't know. I don't know. Sometimes an artist has one definitive statement to make.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, the man's deeply intelligent. And okay, if you want to know what he knew about the JFK thing, you can get the annotated screenplay. And the annotated screenplay has notes annotated under most of the important bits. And it's like a 400, 500 page.
Was this published as a book?
Yeah, published as a book by, I don't know the imprint anymore, but look up annotated screenplay JFK. Mm-hmm. And it's got about 40 essays or maybe 25, 30 essays in the back that all came with the release of the movie and have to do, and they're most of them are venomously attacking the film. So it's not like he doesn't have the guts to publish his critics.
Okay.
And then they're the defenders of the film. But what you want to get to when you're reading the screenplay is understanding the exact points of historical reference the screenplay and the finished film refer to. Mm-hmm. So the film opens with Sally Kellerman playing the lounge girl / prostitute who was in a drug rehab, and she had been abandoned by the side of the road, and she turns up in this hospital on drugs. Forget the drug rehab part, but she was on, and she had been beaten up probably by the local mobsters she was involved with, including Jack Ruby, local mobster. And she said, and she cursed, but, you know, they're going to kill him. They're going to kill the president. And this was reported. I mean, the psychiatrist doing the thing kind of recorded this. But who was her connection? Jack Ruby, the guy who killed Lee Harvey Oswald, the guy who killed, supposedly, JFK, which I don't believe is the story.
Mm-hmm.
And so you start to follow from the very beginning to the very end to talking about Guy Bannister, CIA cutout, right there in the heart of the Louisiana Intelligence District, downtown, between the Office of Naval Intelligence and whatever became the CIA and these other things. And he's out there running fake Castro anti-propaganda. And who's his buddy who works for him? Lee Harvey Oswald. So the movie takes facts, 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 facts. The guy Joe Pesci played so crazily well, so just this blistering performance of David Ferry, terrifying guy who had no hair on his body. I guess I could have lent him some. he had to paint on push on eyebrows and a wig, and they were always going all over the place. And he was a terrible, terrible man, pedophile, and he wanted to be a priest. But he trained in the Louisiana National Air Guard or some such name, where they flew planes. What was he? He was an operative for the CIA who helped in something called Operation Mongoose. Anyway, they helped run guns and other things to Cuba. They did regular go back and forth to Cuba to try to overthrow Castro. Who did they work with? They worked with Lee Harvey Oswald. They were all buddies. Barry Seal was in the National Air Guard, whatever it was called.
Right.
Forgive it, I get the name wrong. With David Ferry. And so was Lee Harvey Oswald. And he's supposed to be a lone nut. So the movie goes to
utilizes some hardcore facts.
Recorded fact. It never says, space aliens and green lizard people from whatever. And the movie was vilified. It was vilified. It was
why?
Popular.
Why was it vilified, though?
Because to admit that the jackals, there are people who go to be CIA officers who actually want to defend America against its enemies.
Right.
I'm not talking about them, but there are jackals. It's like somebody was talking about, like, Ezra Pound. Somebody pointed out to me that Ezra Pound went to prison for, some sort of anti-Semitism, aiding the Nazis. But somebody pointed out to me that he was actually investigating the Rothschild family at that point and was saying, actually, these guys are the problem, and they're funneling money here and so on and so forth. And then he was conveniently accused of anti-Semitism when the United States was doing deals with Nazi Germany anyway.
Right, and knew of what the Holocaust was going on and did nothing until much later.
Yeah, built
right.
some of the machinery in terms of the eugenic science models, exported them to Sweden. And
then welcomed international business machines with open arms after the war.
Yeah,
IBM.
And under Operation Paperclip, the audience is head spinning. Under Operation Paperclip, brought hundreds of Nazi scientists over to work in America. So Ezra Pound, a poet who was investigating apparently the Rothschilds. Now, I'm just going from some people I've talked to. I'm going to go and do some more research.
Mm-hmm.
But investigating the Rothschild family for their culpability and a lot. Anyway, he was called a Nazi sympathizer. And so he was put in in jail. I don't remember where this thread was going. I just absolutely lost the thread.
This is evidence as to why you want to come Friday night, March 2nd, at the Health Freedom Expo, because this is the kind of information Liam has in his head
wait,
HIV too.
I know, on that too. So what was the thing with Ezra Pound, where we were going?
Well, we were actually talking about Sean Stone, Oliver Stone's son.
Yeah, Rothschild. Oh, yeah, so this is it. So the friend, I was talking with somebody, and so Ezra Pound implicates the Rothschilds and the Jackals. The reason they didn't like, here it is, the reason that people didn't like JFK was because it points a finger back at the Jackals inside the intelligence community. Just as Ezra Pound pointed out some people in the Rothschild group or whatever. Mm-hmm. My point is, it's not the Jews. It's not the CIA. It's Jackals. You look inside of Saudi Arabia, there are people begging, hoping, plotting. 15 of the hijackers plotting for the death of American liberty and independence of the American citizen. They don't care that the government owns us. They don't care. They don't mind the Federal Reserve. They're waiting for the end of us being able to argue publicly. You know, that's what we had previously on. Darn it, Patty, the lawyer from New York.
Patty Finn.
That's a good Irish name.
Yeah, that is perfect, isn't it?
I know. Okay. Wow. But she sounds like a nice Jewish lady from New York. Well, that's just New York. Yeah. That's just anyway. So the point isn't that it's the Jews. It's not the. Please, I've got two. I'm 2/3 Jewish or something thereabout. I don't have any power. I didn't even grow up.
Not in on any of that.
No, nobody gives me anything. Yeah. Believe me. Paid my taxes just to get some refunds. You know, I bit my fingers until they bled while I did it. You know, I mean, I don't have any outs. I don't, and nobody ever asked me who to bomb, and I always raised my hand and said nobody. So it's not the Jews, and it's not the Catholics who are child molesters. It's
always an individual.
It's the vermin inside.
That jackal. Right.
There are vermin inside of every group. They call them the Illuminati. That's a funny, cartoony name to call them. Mm. Let me tell you something. They don't all meet and perform blood rites. They don't have to. They meet at things called summits. The group of 20, the group of 8, in public, the Bilderberg group. They don't have to meet in a star chamber 6 miles beneath the earth. It doesn't take lizard people to do this. It's part of human nature that some of us are absolutely bloody disgusting. That's just a fact. And they'll hide in your group. In your group. And when they stand up and say, we have to destroy so-and-so, we have to bomb so-and-so, and your stomach hurts a little, and then you defend them, you say, well, they're in our group. You know, I mean, I know a lot of Jewish people who do that, right?
Yes.
They defend Israel against the Palestine thing, because who's going to defend Israel? And if we're critical at all of Israel, we're the Nazis. BS. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Anyway, Sean Stone. I've worn out Robert. He's laying down crying.
Oh, man. Well, you got to imagine that this guy's plugged into some stuff if his dad was Oliver, right?
Yeah.
And so we got some things working behind the scenes. Hopefully it'll work out. Just getting kind of planting the seed for you to understand that we are accessing information that the old media will not cover. If they do, they will marginalize, ridicule, etc. We will not. We will embrace it in the sense that we will take it at face value, look at it deeply, and report on it honestly. And that's what we're here to do on so many levels. So, Liam, thanks for joining in today on that. And also really enjoyed John Barker out there. We appreciate you very much. Thanks for your honesty and integrity and writing back on that whole issue. And, of course, we appreciate Liana from Australia. She's going to be in New York.
You sounded like you just, that accent was maybe from a gay continent.
They're happy in Australia. Can we get that word back?
No, I think you said Australia.
Australia. I don't know how I said it.
No, we can take the word gay back.
Can we take that back?
No, it doesn't belong to homosexual. Gay used to mean happy.
It did.
Or it sort of meant queer behavior.
Every generation of children, when they first learn the word gay, they have no idea that it means anything.
Oh, I'm tired of people owning words. Yeah. You know, my friend April was telling me that some, BS liberal group is now telling people, don't say the word gay. Shut up. Honestly, shut up.
We're about to. The show's coming to an end today.
Shut up. All you right. can say gay. It doesn't even have... Like in the
I bet you're going to say it Friday evening at the Health Freedom
grade.
Expo.
Yeah, I'm going to say welcome to the gayest thing you've ever seen. And I'm going to say not in the sexual sense, not that there's anything wrong with that. But do you know how gay people, homosexual people talk to each other? They use the most inflammatory language. I'm so tired of it.
Well, if you want to hear some of it or not, I don't know. You might. Friday at the Health Freedom Expo, March 2nd through 4th. Liam will be there. I'll be there. I'll be talking about HPV. I'll talk about recovery from vaccine antibiotic damage. Lots of awesome people will be at the Health Freedom Expo. I hope to see you there as well. We're going to take a break because we got to come back tomorrow. Lots more healing before we head to the West Coast. right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Where, Liam?
The power to be gay is yours.
The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. We here at Alive believe in health freedom and God's gift of choice. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual celebrity health and eco benefit in New York City.
Why should you support? This benefit will be centered behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world to give the people a voice that has not had a chance to be heard.
Did you know the number one killer in America is suicide by lifestyle from lack of education and know-how? We can change this. Stand with us in this mission of hope and healing to reach at least 1 million people worldwide. Attend the event live or watch it from the comfort of your own home.
Please visit AliveNewYork.org for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. We the people hold the key to our destiny. Are you willing to unlock the door?
Every day I'm shuffling.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.